Kia ora.
Ko Tufit.
Kia ora.
Ko Tufine Wairua nā Tanihira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. The Whānau Water Commissioning Agency and the Ministry of Health have agreed to work together to identify what data can be released to help Māori providers find people who are still unvaccinated. In a letter to the Ministry today, lawyers for the agency said the decision to again decline the wholesale release of the data contains significant errors of law and fact. While they are considering another judicial review, they would also take up the invitation to work in partnership with the Ministry to obtain information of unvaccinated Māori in specific rohe. This will start with Tāmaki Makaurau and Kirikiri Doa. Since the Whānau Order Commissioning Agency started its High Court challenge on October 7, there have been an additional 1,234 confirmed Māori cases of COVID-19, the vast majority of them in Tāmaki Makaurau. Māori Party co-leader Rāwhiti Waititi says a lag in Māori vaccination rates means it will be unsafe to open up Aotearoa for Christmas. He says it's essential Māori get access to data held by the Ministry of Health and other government agencies so they can reach their people. Otherwise, the 90% overall vaccination target set as the trigger for reopening part of the country will still mean dangerously high numbers of unvaccinated Māori.
The Prime Minister wants to open up for Christmas. The problem is she's singing the song sheet to Bing Crosby's Christmas song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, and all the brownies are going to get left behind. And so this is why we're working frantically to get our people vaccinated to ensure we don't get left behind and that we all enjoy a Christmas, but at the moment all we see is a white Christmas.
There were 190 new cases of COVID-19 in the community reported today, 180 in Auckland, 7 in Waikato and 1 in Northland. The Māori vaccination rate is now up to 74% first dose and 57% fully vaccinated. A writer on the axed television series Head High has been given time and space to work on new projects. Tim Worrell is next year's Creative New Zealand Writer-in-Residence at Te Heringa Waka, Victoria University of Wellington's International Institute of Modern Letters. Worrell, who is a member of the Rotorua-based Māori collective Steambox Films, has two ideas to work on, a series on the revival of Polynesian ocean voyaging and a biopic on a Māori Second World War hero. He says Head High was dropped after a strong season two, but it may have fallen victim both to new ownership at Television 3 and major shifts in broadcast television.
Our broadcast television channels are struggling to pivot to this new world of streaming. While our broadcast numbers might not have been through the roof, our online viewing was strong, but that doesn't represent a simple, easy way for channels like TV3 to make money. So we've kind of been a bit of the victim of that, which is really unfortunate because it felt like there was a good buzz around the production.
Tim Worrell says the fellowship gives him the chance to follow in the footsteps of previous fellows like Patricia Grace, Witi Ihumaida, Briar Grace-Smith and Arthur Bells. And that is your Wātea News.